Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 27th through 29th at Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. They are the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com is their website. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll talk to another seminar speaker at next weekend's Open Season Sportsman's Expo, learn about a pheasant preserve in Dodge County, and get a trail report from Mount Ashua Bay in Bayfield County. All that and more, including two giveaways this week, coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kilm is back from Oklahoma, but now he's off to Spring Valley, Illinois for the very first walleye tournament of the year. We'll get his report on that event next week. And next weekend, I'll be at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. I'll be there Friday, part of Saturday, and all of Sunday. And on Saturday morning, I'll be going down to Wanakee to present a seminar on fly fishing for muskies at the Capital City Chapter of Muskies, Inc. Muskie School at Wanakee High School. There's still time to register. There are 25 classes. A few are sold out, but there's still room in mine and in most of them. And the cost is $40 until March 23rd, when it goes up to $50. Kids 17 and under get in for $10. And your admission includes lunch and registration for three classes, and they've got some great raffles as well. To sign up or for more information, visit muskieschool.com. As we reported last week, my Lake of the Woods trip in September is now full, with 21 guests in all. We signed up the last two guests after the Milwaukee Sports Show, but there is a waiting list in case someone can't make it. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com. Pull down the Trips tab and look for my name and for more information. That's blackisland.com. Well, this week we have two giveaways. A Dex Fingerlight and case is one of them. And to be clear on that, we're giving away one Fingerlight this month during the whole promotion. It's a $60 value, so we're giving one away. But you can order one online and use the promo code DanSmall15 to save 15% on any order, and you get free shipping on orders of two units or more. The other giveaway is two pairs of tickets to next weekend's Open Season Sportsman's Expo, and this is the last week for that giveaway. To enter either drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and tell us which drawing you want to enter. Coming up, Zach Haas previews his seminar on setting up your property for deer hunting success at next weekend's Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Jody Kale, proprietor of Cackle Creek Game Farm in Dodge County, invites listeners to hunt pheasant, chucker, or quail before his season ends on April 11th. And John Small reports on snow depths up north and says the cross-country ski trails and ski hill at Mount Ashua Bay in Bayfield are in perfect shape. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells March 27th through 29th. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bush Light Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam official cell camera, Jay's Power Center official power sports dealer, Menzel's official blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
Want a hands-free light you don't strap to your head or hold in your mouth? Meet Next Finger Light at fingerlight.com. The Griptonite ring fits any finger and points light exactly where you need it. Place decoys, handle gear, and get close to roosted gobblers. Fast, easy, stealthy with three light modes, waterproof, and extremely durable. Developed by a Missouri family, Finger Light is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off at fingerlight.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at Deer Camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 27th through the 29th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's next weekend, believe it or not. And you can get information and advance tickets at Open Season Sportsman, and that's an A in there, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And joining us now as our final speaker guest before the expo is Zach Haas. He's a regular on the show. He's the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management, which is based in Eden, Wisconsin. And his website is creekbottomlandmgmt.com. We welcome him back now after a few days of snow plowing. Zach, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could do without seeing all this white stuff outside, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is the time of year when you and a lot of other guys would be looking for shed antlers, and they are buried right now, aren't they?
Yep, majority of them are, but I actually just got a picture this morning. My main buck I want antlers of is still holding both sides.
No kidding.
Yep.
Now, what do you attribute that to? We're looking at mid-March here. Most of them have lost antlers.
A lot of it can attribute to deer herd health. So obviously the healthier they are, they can hold them longer. Maybe the rut wasn't as intense. But also a unique thing about deer is there's also some kind of biology on there that I've been reading about that deer will often drop around the same time every year. And this deer also dropped very late last year as well.
Huh. So this is a deer that tends to hang on to his antlers.
Absolutely.
Now this is on property you're managing?
Yep.
And that you're hunting, of course, so I would imagine that nutrition might have something to do with it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that go into that property to make sure the deer are hurt and is healthy.
Okay. Well, you're going to be talking about just that at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, right?
Yep. Going to be talking about how to really set up your property to not only improve the deer herd health, but also make it set up so you can have more success, whether you're gun hunting, bow hunting, or muzzleloader hunting.
Okay. Without giving us everything in the seminar, because we don't have that much time, and you want people to come, what are you going to hit on?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is just show kind of what my philosophies and theories are of how I set up properties. So as far as, you know, how to properly design your food plots, selecting different blends, where water should be placed, how to make sure your water is quality water. Also, we're talking about different bedding improvements you can do, and even more importantly is actually stand access and making trails so that you can get in and out of stands without bumping your deer.
Yeah, that's something that we all have experienced, I'm sure, if we've been deer hunting long enough. You try to go in early, but you go in too early, and you're in the dark, and even if you're using a finger light, which I do now, or a green light or a red light of some sort, or just going in blind, you hear deer snorting and running off, and you go, well, was I too late, too early? So how do you solve that problem or deal with it?
Yes, a lot of it to me is using different terrain contours and then even just understanding the wind systems. So understanding how thermals work and how prevailing winds will move around maybe a tree lot or go through a valley versus a ridge top. So a lot of it, and also like making cover. So using trees and brush and shrubs to actually make side cover so you can sneak in and sneak out.
Yeah, okay. I'm imagining the listener who says, well, I've got a 100-acre spot that I hunt, but I've got one parking area. That's the only place I can park. What does somebody do in a case like that?
In those cases, what I do is manipulate their beddings. If you only have one area to access your property, we manipulate it so the deer are bedding either near the backside of the property or somewhere outside of that main trail system, so that way you're not risking that bump as often.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what other factors do you take into account?
When I go into a property, I want to make sure I know their feeding zones because there's a difference of having interior food plots versus, let's say, what I call a destination field where the deer feed all day. So I think of that big agriculture field. So knowing where those deer are feeding all night, how they're going to go back to their bed, and then getting in between those two areas.
Okay. Now, Zach, your booth, Creek Bottom Land Management, is going to be right next to a partner booth, EHD Fence, and you work with those folks. In fact, we have interviewed you before, and you together were sponsors of Deer Hunt Wisconsin last year. Tell us about EHD Fence for folks who've never heard about it.
EHD Fence is the leading product company finally tackling the EHD issue that's been wiping out deer across the entire Midwest. We're improving water quality to actually restore the food chain and pretty much take away the breeding habitat for the midge. But additionally, it also is a product that we use just to improve water quality, which enhances how much actually deer utilize that water and stay on your property.
Deer drink, of course, like all animals do, and a lot of people put in water sources, little ponds or divert a stream or something like that. Water sources, of course, are important for deer, especially during the rut. And I would imagine when does are nursing as well. And that's where these midges that carry the EHD disease, that's where they breed and that's where they are. How large a water source do you typically treat with the EHD fence?
So you can treat anything from your smaller tubs, like a Rubbermaid tote or a galvanized tank, or there's the earth ponds you see out there. The smaller kit will take up to like a 3,000-gallon, 5,000-gallon little water source. But we also have a larger kit. We call it the Land Manager Kit that actually can take up to a one-acre pond.
Okay. And how big a water source do you like on a property?
I like to have a pond that's about 25 to 30 feet in diameter and usually about 3 feet deep. So it'll hold about 1,500 to 2,000 gallons of water.
And that's easy to manage?
Yeah, extremely easy to manage when you're doing the monthly program with EHD Fence. And to me, it's become, honestly, when I have quality water on my property, that's where I hunt come October 20th all the way through November.
Keying in on the rut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Tell us when you're speaking at the Open Season Expo.
So I'll be speaking each day, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I haven't actually seen my seminar slots yet.
Okay.
But I do know each day I'll be having one. So if, yeah, you can't make it one of the days, I'll be talking again. And then vice versa, if you do attend one of my seminars and you need more information, because there's a lot to obviously overwhelm with people, come to my booth and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, and what I like about your program is that you simplify. Land management is complex. You've got trees, you've got shrubs, you've got grasses, you've got rainfall or lack thereof. There's a lot of variables that you work with, and somehow you're able to simplify that and make it intelligible and understandable to the average Joe. That's important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the biggest thing is time. Not a lot of people have time to do these really crazy, elaborate things. So I try to break it down so that if someone has only weekends, they're able to accomplish the goals step by step, improve their property, and get real results.
All right. Well, Zach, thanks so much for sharing this with us, and I look forward to seeing you again next weekend at the Open Season Expo.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Dan.
All right. Zach Haas is the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management. He's in Eden, Wisconsin, and he's also connected with EHD Fence. You'll find both booths side by side at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells next weekend. And as he mentioned, he's doing a seminar on setting up your property for deer hunting success each day at the seminar. So check it out at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Jody Kale. He's the owner of Cackle Creek Game Preserve. It's located in Dodge County, Wisconsin. His website is cacklecreek.net, and you can find him on Facebook at Cackle Creek Game Farm, LLC. Well, Jody, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Glad to hear from you.
Well, it was good to see you last week. I hunted with you and some friends one sunny afternoon at Cackle Creek, and boy, the weather has changed in a hurry since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, from one extreme to the next, for sure. From 70 degrees to a blizzard.
Yeah, a blizzard. Yeah, we've had that here, too. Now, how long have you been in business at Cackle Creek?
We're working on our 15th year now.
Okay. And how many acres do you have that people can hunt?
We're running approximately 300 acres, but not all that is huntable. We have about 220 acres, roughly, that we're using for cover. And the rest of the land is just buffer fields from the road and from houses and such.
Okay. You're north of Oconomowoc, between Ashippen and Neosho. It's right on Highway 67, but my GPS couldn't find you for some reason.
If anybody's having any trouble, I always tell them that we're right across from Honey Acres. And that's a bottling factory. They do honey and candies and stuff like that. That's a good location where people can find that, and we're right across the road.
Yeah, an easy landmark to find. Now, was this a family farm, or is it a family farm? I assume so.
Yes, this has been in my family since 1878. We're one of the oldest names in the township. We're going on our fifth generation here.
Wow, okay. And how did you get into the shooting preserve business?
I used to raise birds for the Aspen Sportsman's Club when I was a kid. My dad was president down there, and so I was in charge of raising some pheasants down there. So I really enjoyed that. Then I got into construction shortly after that, so I always had that game bird in my head where we're raising pheasants and stuff. But I got into the construction area doing concrete and building homes and such for 20 years, and the construction was getting pretty slow. My boss wasn't getting enough work in, so I thought I was going to need something extra on the weekends. So since I was farming the whole while, I thought I'd put in two fields and just run hunts on the weekends. My first year was 500 pheasants that we released. Now we're doing about 15,000 pheasants already, plus chuckers and bobwhite quail. So it's been coming a long ways.
Yeah, and I have hunted there a number of times over the last 5 or 6 years, often with Bill Zimmerman and other friends. And last week I was out there with Jim Henning and his cousin Brian Mookie, two guys I've hunted with for ducks before. And I met Dave Nelson and Scott Bensonman. Dave was shooting some stuff for his social media, and I guess they both work with the Rite Shotgun Company. They put a 20-gauge Rite in my hands, and after I missed a couple birds, I figured out how to swing that thing and was able to knock some down. That was a good group, and it's nice to meet some new young people in the outdoor industry.
Yeah, it's fun for me too. I get to see a lot of people. When I first started, they brought their little kids along and they were just carrying little sticks and little brooms and stuff like that along. And now those kids are growing up and they're coming out and hunting on their own already. So a lot of times I see three generations. I'll see the father and son and then the grandpa. So it's very rewarding. I've gotten to know a lot of people over the years.
And speaking of generations, now your operation, the pheasant part of it or the hunting part of it, is a family affair too, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife, she does the checking in, and my son, he helps me do whatever needs to be done, loading birds, putting out birds. He does guiding out here. My daughter, she does all the cleaning around here, so she picks up and mops and keeps the clubhouse clean. And my brother, he's on the farm too, so he helps if needed as well.
Yeah, and speaking of your clubhouse, did you build that?
Yes, I did. Yep, I built it probably 2015. It was kind of a slow process. I poured the slab first, then I had to sit there a couple of years till I had enough money to build it. But yeah, it's been up for several years already. And then we also have a bird cleaning facility. You know, we got the cleaning house and a dog wash facility.
Yeah, we hunted with Jim's dog and Scott's dog, two pointing labs, and then your dog, a German Shorthair, and tell us her name.
Her name is Nova. She's a German Shorthair pointer. She'll be 3 years old in July. We're looking to have her bred now coming up this year, and we're going to have some pups. I have another German Shorthair. His name is Luca. He's about 10 years old. And not to brag, but those dogs, they've got this game figured out. We put them out in the field, and they will find the birds.
They certainly will. And I have hunted with Luca before. In fact, I joked with you last week when I came in. Luca was actually pointing your stained glass pheasant that's near the ceiling of your clubhouse there.
Yeah, he's a funny dog. He's very personable, very loving dog. We love the German Shorthairs.
Well, I have hunted with many Shorthairs, but I owned Springers years ago. And in fact, my last Springer's name was Cedar Acres Supernova. So when you said your dog's name was Nova, I went, oh my gosh, I'm hunting with another Nova. That was cool. Now with this heavy snow that we've had, are you still offering hunts there?
Yes, we're still going till April 11th this year. That's a Saturday. We did have quite a bit of weather this year. The cover did get knocked down to some point, but there's still plenty of pockets where we can tuck birds in and we can make a good hunt out of it yet. The birds are starting to run now with the spring coming on, but we do our best to keep the birds tight, and we've had some good hunts even in the rain and all that. We had guys out hunting, and the birds were flushing and flying, and they still did well, so it still can be done.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you have a variety of cover there. We hunted mostly fields and the creek bottom there. In the past, I've hunted that brushy hillside with Bill Zimmerman for quail. I would imagine you'll be using that with what's left of the season.
Yeah, we use all the cover that's available, and the birds will find the thickest cover all on their own, too. It can be rough sometimes when they start going into the brush patches and stuff, but it still makes for a fun, challenging hunt.
Yeah, it does, and I remember one bird that I hit was a chucker that Nova pointed in that creek bottom. I knew it was under this big deadfall there, and she flushed it, and I was able to bring it down, and that was probably the most memorable shot I made, that and one rooster that I shot when there was a crowd of people still up at the clubhouse and a cheer went up. I guess they were happy that I finally hit something. But
yeah, it was a classic shot, perfect shot.
Well, and sometimes that happens, you know. Where do you get your birds?
My birds come from Weber's Hatchery out of Iowa. I buy them as day-old chicks. We've got brooder coops set up in the Morton shed, and then when they're 8 weeks old, they get moved out into the flight pens. I've got six pens, and all the pens together are covering an area of 5 acres.
And I noticed that the roosters had some pretty long tails.
Yeah, we had a real good year. A lot of the season was cold and snow, and that's a real good time to grow nice long tails because they stay nice and clean. They're not in the mud. You know, if they're freezing and thawing, the tips can break off when the mud gets on the tips of their tails. But it's been overall a good year. We had a lot of wintry weather this year, but overall the birds did very well.
A person doesn't have to be a member to shoot at your club, right?
Right. Anybody who wants to come out, we have a 3-bird minimum per gun. And we just require that you come in, sign a waiver form, and blaze orange is required, and safety first as always.
You've been in business now 15 years. Do you think your son Jared and your daughter will keep it going?
Well, that's my hope. They do enjoy being here. There's a lot of work that's involved. They don't really like dealing with raising birds, but they do love dog work. Matter of fact, we're going to be building a dog kennel this spring. So that'll be a 20-run facility, and my son and daughter will be in charge of that. And as far as the game farm goes, we're going to keep that going. I'm 55 years old, and I feel good that I can maybe keep going for another 10 years. I don't know. We'll take it 1 year at a time.
All right. Anything else you want to tell listeners?
You guys can come on out, and we're open until April 11th this year. We're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. We still have openings Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And we open up again October 1st for next year.
All right. Well, Jody, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks again for that great hunt I had last week. And I hope to see you again soon.
Well, thanks for coming out, Dan. It certainly was a wonderful day, and we really appreciate you having come out here by us.
Yeah, we had a great time. Folks, that was Jody Kale. He is the owner of Tackle Creek Game Preserve in Dodge County, Wisconsin, located on Highway 67, about 12 miles north of Oconomowoc, right between Ashippin and Neosho. And his website is cacklecreek.net. Facebook, Tackle Creek Game Farm, LLC. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Bayfield, Wisconsin, is Jonathan Small, my son, and our Northwoods correspondent. And John, you got some snow this week. We got some down here, but I think you got more.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well. I've got at least 14 inches, and it's still coming down. And we're on the north end of the snowmageddon.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened down south.
Well, we're recording this on Sunday, which is unusual. That's way early, but the snow seems to be coming in spurts. We had a thunderstorm overnight. We got some heavy snow, and then it let up, and then it snowed again, and the sheep have about an inch of snow on their backs. On top of all that wool doesn't bother them at all, but they're covered. So it's March.
Well, I have so much snow in my yard that it's easy for the deer just to walk right up to the bird feeder and eat right out of it.
Oh, they can eat out of the feeder now. Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, so you still have a base there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, the Nordic trails here are in amazing condition as far as skiing goes. We didn't get bare ground, I don't think. It's been steady. We had weather in the 50s a week or so ago, and now it's just been cold and dumping snow.
And you mentioned trails. You're grooming trails now.
Yeah, I am. I am part of the Mount Ashra Bay Volunteer Nordic Ski Trail Grooming Crew.
Okay. And what does that get you besides a ride on the groomer once in a while?
Well, that's the reason I got into it, was a ride on the groomer. We have a couple of Toyota trucks that have tracks for wheels. So each of the four wheels is a triangular track, kind of like on a snowmobile. And they drive over everything. And I saw one of those, and I was like, I want to drive that. And then, well, here's how.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't go that fast, and it's kind of fun for a minute, but... Huh. I stayed with it, and yeah, we groom with those, the two trucks, and a couple of utility snowmobiles, and we pull behind the sleds and the truck's rollers, and then we have these devices called Ginsus. It's a sled that packs the snow, and then it has this row of teeth that you can raise and lower with a hydraulic ram that kind of tear up the snow and leave a nice corduroy base. They also have a hydraulic classic track setter. So you can kind of move it around on the back of the sled and set a classic cross-country ski track as you go.
Wow. How many miles of trails do you have there at Mount Ashra Bay?
I think it's over 40K. And there's both classic skate. There's some that's allowed to even have skijoring or walking on. And mm-hmm. skijoring is being cross-country skied pulled by a dog with a harness.
Yeah.
That's a limited section, but yeah, if you want to ski, I believe it's 13K just around the loop once, and then there are many different varieties of optional trails, a lot of climbing. It is a ski hill, after all, and great views.
Yeah, absolutely. I have not skied Mount Ashra Bay in, oh my goodness, I got to say 35, maybe 40 years. I skied with John Telford, Dr. Telford.
The Telford Loop is yep. one of the routes that we groom.
Yep, and I got a pair of skis from him, and I think you and Sally Ann have those skis now, the Fishers.
Those old Fishers, yep, I do have those.
Yeah, do you use them still?
No, I used them once or twice, and then I've gotten some lighter, smaller ones.
Yeah, okay. They were state-of-the-art in the day, but so were my boots, which you have now too, unless you've upgraded.
I actually still ski in those Rossignol, those orange boots that you gave me.
Yeah.
They still fit the bindings. They fit my feet. They work well.
Yeah, those are great
boots. And they're comfortable.
They are, yeah. I got them through my friends at Minocqua Winter Park. I don't know if you've ever skied there, but we did a series of TV segments for Outdoor Wisconsin at Winter Park many, many okay. years ago. You probably don't have to go far to ski. You got it right there in your backyard.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes door to door or door to trailhead.
Door to trailhead. Nice. Yeah. And you know, with that many K of trails, you could almost hold a Berkey there if they had trouble down in Hayward.
You know, I believe when they didn't have snow and they did satellite races, we had one of them here.
Ha. Huh. Okay. Well, and how about the hill itself?
Mount Ashra Bay, the ski hill?
Yeah.
Well, it's 323 vertical feet, single chairlift. Got a variety of terrain, and they groom it. It's open 3 or 4 days a week, usually weekends for sure. And it's the hill I grew up snowboarding on. They have the high school local teams compete here and train here. Yeah, it's got a nice variety. It's short. You know, it's like 6 minutes on the chairlift for 45 seconds down the hill.
Yeah.
But we get some really great lake effect powder. And if you're there early, which is easy for me to be because it's 5 minutes away, you can make fresh tracks. So I love it.
Yeah. And one of your claims to fame was that you were the very first person to snowboard on that hill, I think.
I am. as far as I know, there's nobody else who can claim that. Mount Ashra Bay used to be just a T-bar with a couple of tow ropes. And I had skied there, and then I discovered snowboarding. And I was the only one for a while. And this was before snowboarding was cool. This is like in the late 80s. So,
yeah. Yeah, you were a boarder before boarding was cool. Yeah, there you go. Well, in addition to grooming trails and skiing, you are working with the Bayfield Ambulance crew right now, right?
Yep. I'm with the Bayfield Community Ambulance. It's a volunteer service. We are based out of the fire hall in Bayfield, Wisconsin. As an EMT, I got my EMT license in New York last year, and I was hoping I could just transfer that to Wisconsin, but there's no reciprocity. So I had to take another exam, and I'm still not licensed. But since I'm working towards being an EMT, I'm allowed to drive the ambulance. So I carry a pager, and I go on call in three-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. And when the pager rings, I jump in the truck, scramble to the fire hall, and drive the ambulance.
And you had a pretty exciting run recently, didn't you?
It was my first intercept for the wind sled. So the wind sled is the vehicle that they use when the ice road isn't there and the ferry can't run from Madeline Island to the mainland. So there was a person in distress on Madeline Island who needed to be transported to the hospital. And we got a call from the dispatcher to stand by. There was possibly going to be a transport. And sure enough, there was. And so we met them on the beach in Bayfield and took the patient and then were intercepted by some advanced paramedics, ALS, because of the seriousness of the case. And we proceeded on to Ashland Medical Center. So it was a long call. It was an interesting night. This is late at night.
Boy, yeah. I have ridden the wind sled myself back in the day. It's how they get back and forth from the island to the mainland, as you say, when the ice is not suitable for driving.
Yeah, it's an airboat with a covered cockpit and sounds like an airplane, and it floats. So, yeah, that's what they use.
Yeah, and one very noisy propeller.
Yes. It's the amount of snow that kicked up when they left, it was like, oh, boy, wow, okay. Felt like a blizzard.
Yeah, yeah, well, we hope the blizzard season is over now, although I'm not predicting anything. It's been interesting listening to the weather forecast. It changes by the hour, and they tell us down here, you're going to have this much snow and sleet in southwest Wisconsin. You're going to have that much in Minnesota. You're going to have this rain and snow and blah, blah, blah in Iowa. And we're right in the corner where these states come together, and it's a kind of a changing zone for weather and climate, too, I think. You get lake effect snow and cold up there.
We do, and plenty of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go and hope you get out on the trails. In addition to grooming, have you been doing a little skiing yourself?
You know, it's funny. I find grooming very satisfying, and I like making a nice flat trail through the snow, through the woods, even corduroy. And then I come back and there's some skier on it, messing up my... So, I have been. And I know when everything's groomed and what's been groomed latest because I'm on the chat. Actually, I got a season pass out of grooming this year, so I will definitely be skiing next year. I'm challenging myself to do the big loop, the 13K, without stopping. And I have not yet done that. I need to get better at waxing my skis, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a skill all skiers learn, especially those in the Olympics, and they've got crews who do that in the Olympics. You do it.
Yeah, I got friends up here who have three sets of skis for different temperatures.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's like having three different fishing rods or three shotguns, depending on your sport.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, John, thanks so much. And gosh, I guess I won't see you till turkey season, but I'm sure we'll talk before then. But look forward to getting out in the woods with you once again.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Folks, that was my son, Jonathan Small, our Northwoods correspondent, reporting from snowy Bayfield, Wisconsin, where the trails are open, the hill is snow-covered and groomed, and they're still skiing up there. So if you're looking for a place to go downhill or do a little cross-country, Bayfield and Mount Ashwa Bay would be a great choice. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Want a hands-free light you don't strap to your head or hold in your mouth? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. The Griptonite ring fits any finger and points light exactly where you need it. Place decoys, handle gear, and get close to roosted gobblers. Fast, easy, stealthy, with three light modes, waterproof, and extremely durable. Developed by a Missouri family, Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off at Fingerlight.com.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells March 27th through 29th. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bush Light Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam official cell camera, Jay's Power Center official power sports dealer, Menzel's official blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS. RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. You can see the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales, and Crestliner and Thunderjet have rebates going on up to $7,500. And Mercury is offering 7 years of factory-backed coverage on qualifying outboards. These offers end at the end of March, though, so don't delay if you're looking to buy a new boat. And speaking of new boats, due to last weekend's snowstorm, Cedar Lake Sales has extended their in-house boat show through this Saturday, March 21st. And that's today for most listeners. So get on over there and check out all the savings and specials. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 27th through 29th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells, opensportsmansexpo.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special for the last several years is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers that we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. And on social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. The application period for the 2026 elk season runs through May 31st. The season will open on the 17th of October, and it'll run through December 13th. You can apply for a tag in either the northern or central zone, and you can apply for a bull or a cow tag as well. Find details on Go Wild or the DNR website under elk hunting. And this is something new a lot of people don't know about. The harvest season for inland trout on streams, springs, and spring ponds now opens on the first Saturday in April. And that's April 4th this year. That's a month earlier than in past years. And there are also some changes in bag limits, so be sure to check the 2026-27 trout regs for details. You can find that at license outlets or on the DNR website. The keywords are trout regulations. Milwaukee County Parks will hold their annual youth fishing clinics in 7 county parks on Saturday, April 18th. The clinics are free and open to youth 15 and under and to people with certain disabilities. They'll begin hourly on the hour from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they'll be held rain or shine. All kids must be accompanied by an adult, and you can bring your own fishing gear if you have it, and if not, some gear will be available for loan. For more information, visit the DNR website. The keywords are youth fishing clinics. And the DNR reminds us that now is the time to order native plants. You'll find plant sales all around the state. And for a list of these, visit the DNR website. The keywords are native plants. Native plants, of course, help pollinators like butterflies and native bees and honeybees as well. So if you're looking to plant some new shrubs or flowers or bushes this year, why not consider native plants? Our partners at Mercury are giving away the ultimate fishing adventure. It's a trip for two to Ketchikan, Alaska. You'll fish with Mercury Pro Rob Ensley. To enter the drawing, visit mercurymarine.com/enter now. The promotion ends on March 31st, so you've got another week or so to enter. Do that before you forget. Well, as I mentioned, I'll be at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari. Next weekend, I'll be helping to sell gun raffle tickets at the OHEC booth. That's booth number 1308. And on Saturday morning, I'll run down to Wanakee to present a seminar on musky fly fishing at Wanakee High School in the Capital City chapter of Muskies, Inc. Muskie School. There's still time to sign up for my class and a couple dozen other classes at muskieschool.com. That's muskie, I-E, muskieschool.com. The cost is $40 until March 23rd when it goes up to $50. And kids 17 and under get in for just $10. Admission includes your lunch and registration for 3 classes. And it's not just a sandwich, it's a catered hot lunch. It's really good. They'll also have some great raffles for musky tackle and more items there. To sign up again, muskieschool.com. My Lake of the Woods trip in September is fully sold out. We signed up the last 2 guests recently. And I'll be there with 20 additional people, but there's a waiting list in case someone can't make it. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name. That's blackisland.com. This week we have 2 giveaways. The first is a Dex finger light and case. And just to be clear, we're giving one away for the whole month. We'll mention it each week, but only one winner for this. And it's a $60 value. But you can order one online, and you can use the promo code DANSMALL15 to save 15% on your order, and you'll get free shipping if you order 2 units or more. You do that at fingerlight.com. We're also giving away 2 pairs of tickets to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. To enter either drawing, call 414-297-7554. Or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and tell us which drawing you want to enter. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is a month away, April 24th at the Backstage in Bayfield, and their special guest for the long-form Armando is Hannah Stonehouse Hudson. She's a good friend of mine and a well-known person in the area, and she's got an amazing story to share. We're mentioning it early because I expect this one will sell out. Find details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and Friends' next gig is Saturday, April 11th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show. It starts at 4 and stay for the prime rib. The theme is Spring is on the Wing, and we hope that's true up in Bayfield and Washburn. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is running the first walleye tournament of the season in Spring Valley, Illinois this weekend. We'll catch up with him next week when he gets back. And meanwhile, you get out this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. Lover,
in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.